and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Christ is in our midst. For whatever reason, we like to make a good impression on people. We want the respect of our peers. We want people to value our opinions. We want people to think highly of us. And we all inevitably will find ourselves in a position from time to time where we have to make a good first impression on someone. Perhaps it could be a job interview and a potential employer that we're trying to make a good impression upon. It could be a first date. It could be so many other things. But one thing is certain. It's much easier to make a positive first impression than to keep up a lasting impression. Maintaining a good impression over time is much more difficult than it is to make that initial good impression. Because over the course of time, the imperfections in our life, our personality, start to find their way to the surface. They start to be observed by others. It's over the course of time in those circumstances that we find in life, whether it might be a stressful circumstance, we might be frustrated, and our true colors show. Something comes out that's not as positive as we might want to convey to others. It's in these kind of moments, our best, those moments where we're frustrated or under stress, where our true colors really begin to show. Think about it. It's easy to keep our composure when we aren't challenged, life is going well. In those moments when we feel threatened, when we feel challenged, when we feel deep and strong emotions, we begin to feel defensive, or we're hurt, or we're offended by something. It's then that the cool composure begins to disappear. And perhaps others around us see what we're made of as well. We see the kind of person that we really are. The gospel tells us a vantage point to see what kind of woman the Canaanite woman really was, to see what her true substance was. The woman is desperate for the sake of her daughter. She's heard of Jesus, and now this Jesus that she's heard about is in her neighborhood. This might be her only chance to speak to Jesus face to face. And so she wants to see the opportunity that is before her. So three times she comes to Christ to present her request, and Christ does not respond to her request. We have to pause and think about all the emotions that must be going through this woman at this time, a multitude of levels. She's distressed over her condition. She herself can do nothing to change or rectify. But in all that distress, a hope arises, a hope that this miracle worker from Galilee maybe could work on behalf of her daughter and change her situation. But then that's the disappointment that Christ will not even acknowledge her or respond to her. First, Christ ignored her. Then Jesus acknowledged that he was only sitting in the sheep of Israel. And then finally, Christ isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. If she was like any ordinary person, but she reveals that she's not an ordinary person. She has the presence of mind to respond the way that she does. Yes, Lord, yet even the dog on the crumbs from the master's table. See, that third response that Christ gave to her, it has the potential of offending many people. Not right to throw it to the dogs. What are you saying, Jesus? But rather than allowing herself to go to that place emotionally, offended, and get all wrapped up in thinking about that offense, it serves as a platform, rather, to reveal her heart. From her heart. What is revealed about her heart? We see qualities in her. We see humility. We see faith that possesses a tenacity. We even see a level of selflessness in her. We need to understand that it's often true, these circumstances in life, reveal what's truly in our heart. Much of the time, the result is an ugly one. A person is the need to take it further, upping the ante. But here we see quite the opposite of that. In the midst of the stressful moments, in the midst of her disappointment, in the midst of what is a moment, what do we see? We see the good in her heart rises to the surface. And we get a glimpse of that. See, ultimately, Christ isn't seeking to offend her. Christ isn't putting her off. Christ isn't putting out hoops to jump through. Christ is giving her the opportunity for her heart to be revealed to the rest of us, because there's something important, an important thing to see. So Christ is giving the opportunity for her good heart, for her virtuous quality. Christ already saw her heart, and Christ wanted everyone else to see her heart as well, because from that we see an example we learn. And what do we learn? We learn that she's not offended by the exchange. She's not put off. She recognized she deserved to be before Christ to even offer her request. She makes a response of humility. Yes, Lord, but even the dogs. Yes, Lord, I am like a dog. And what else? Tenacious faith. Her statement continues, even the dogs eat the crumbs. In other words, I'm not asking much of you. I'm not asking at the table and partake of a meal. I'm asking for something insignificant. Nothing much. It's nothing to. Insignificant into what you could do or what could be asked. And she's persistent and she's unrelenting in her request. She doesn't let it go. She keeps coming back again and again and again. Three times. Still offers wisely that third response to the rejection. We also see a selfless quality in her. She remembers that she's not there for herself. She's there and it's her daughter. And think about this for just a moment. For many of us in that situation, experience these things, we would get wrapped up in the emotions of the moment and we would make it all about us. You get wrapped up in the emotions. How could he speak to me that way? How come he's not listening to me? We make it all about us, and it's not about us in a situation like this. She understood this. She wasn't herself, so she wasn't going to her disappointment. She wasn't going to get wrapped up in the offense. No, it's about her daughter, and she needed to remain focused. She wasn't going to get disappointed and give up because it's about her daughter's deliverance, and so she was persistent. So there was a selflessness about her that looked beyond what she was feeling and what she wanted in the moments, because it was about her daughter. The objective was her daughter's deliverance, and she left with that objective met. You see, these qualities that we see in her, they're important for us to observe and learn from. And ultimately, we need to remember when we face situations in life that are difficult, when we are offended, when we have this opportunity that is before us, see what is in our heart, because it's likely that people around us are going to see what's in our heart as well, and we need to look. It's an opportunity to see ourselves. Not that we look to be offended, not that we look to be frustrated or in an uncomfortable situation, but don't worry about that. We don't have to worry about that. Life naturally presents its stressful and frustrating situations for us to walk through. The course of life will inevitably lead us through offensive and hurtful moments. Times. It's in moments like these, it's in times like these, where we see what we're really made of rise to the surface. And that's why it's so important that we guard our hearts. That's why Orthodox spirituality recognize what's in our heart and to fill our heart with good things. We should strive constantly to fill our life with these good things like humility, faith, hope, love. Because by filling our heart with these good things, face those difficult moments, those uncomfortable moments, those even offensive moments, rather than letting the difficult moment overtake, we have the opportunity to let good come from within and respond with goodness. We have the opportunity to ask others. We have the opportunity to call upon the Lord. See, chance. Recognize that our opportunity to call upon the Lord, anytime we want to call on our Lord, is to hearken to us. We don't have one shot like her. We have the opportunity to call upon that the Lord would fill our hearts with these good things, with faith, with hope, with love, with humility. take the opportunity to call on our Lord, and we have the opportunity to hear our Lord respond to us as he responded to her. Be it done to you as you desire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.